We went out to walk around under the arcade to the Café Iruña for coffee. Cohn said he was going over and get a shave. "Say," Bill said to me, "have I got any chance on that bet?" "You've got a rotten chance. They've never been on time anywhere. If their money doesn't come, it's a cinch they won't get in tonight." I was sorry as soon as I opened my mouth, but I had to call him. "He's all right, I guess, but where does he get this inside stuff? Mike and Brett fixed it up with us about coming down here." I saw Cohn coming over across the square. "Here he comes." Well, let him not get superior and Jewish. "The barber shop's closed," Cohn said. "It's not open till 4. We had coffee at the Iruña, sitting in comfortable wicker chairs looking out from the cool of the arcade at the big square. After a while, Bill went to write some letters and Cohn went over to the barber shop. It was still closed, so he decided to go up to the hotel and get a bath, and I sat out in front of the cafe and then went for a walk in the town. It was very hot, but I kept on the shady side of the streets and went through the market and had a good time seeing the town again. I went to the Ayuntamiento and found the old gentleman who subscribes for the bullfight tickets for me every year, and he had gotten the money I sent him from Paris and renewed my subscription, so that was all set. He was the archivist, and all the archives of the town were in his office. That has nothing to do with the story. Anyway, his office had a green baize door and a big wooden door, and when I went out, I left him sitting among the archives that covered all the walls, and I shut both the doors, and as I went out of the building into the street, the porter stopped me to brush off my coat. "You must have been in a motor car," he said. The back of the collar and the upper part of the shoulders were gray with dust. "From Bayonne." "Well, well," he said, "I knew you were in a motor car from the way the dust was." So I gave him 2 copper coins. At the end of the street, I saw the cathedral and walked up toward it. The first time I ever saw it, I thought the facade was ugly, but I liked it now. I went inside. It was dim and dark, and the pillars went high up, and there were people praying, and it smelt of incense, and there were some wonderful big windows. I knelt and started to pray, and prayed for everybody I thought of, Brett and Mike and Bill and Robert Cohn and myself, and all the bullfighters, separately for the ones I liked and lumping all the rest. Then I prayed for myself again, and while I was praying for myself, I found I was getting sleepy, so I prayed that the bullfights would be good, and that it would be a fine fiesta, and that we would get some fishing. I wondered if there was anything else I might pray for, and I thought I would like to have some money, so I prayed that I would make a lot of money, and then I started to think how I would make it. And thinking of making money reminded me of the Count, and I started wondering about where he was and regretting I hadn't seen him since that night in Montmartre, and about something funny Brett told me about him. And as all the time I was kneeling with my forehead on the wood in front of me and was thinking of myself as praying, I was a little ashamed and regretted that I was such a rotten Catholic, but realized there was nothing I could do about it. At least for a while, and maybe never, but that anyway it was a grand religion, and I only wished I felt religious, and maybe I would the next time. And then I was out, in the hot sun, on the steps of the cathedral, and the 4 fingers and the thumb of my right hand were still damp, and I felt them dry in the sun. The sunlight was hot and hard. And I crossed over beside some buildings and walked back along side streets to the hotel.